Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Welcome back to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. You know that feeling when your head feels like it's buzzing with a thousand thoughts all fighting for attention? Like you're trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. Yeah, me too. And let's be real, that's basically the state of being human sometimes, right? But in this crazy world we live in, taking care of our mental health isn't just a nice to have, it's a necessity. This podcast is all about equipping you with those ancient stoic wisdom tools to navigate life's ups and downs, and today, we're focusing on something absolutely vital. Prioritizing your own well-being. Think of it like this, your mental health is the foundation of everything else. It's the bedrock upon which your happiness, success, and even physical health are built. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you build a stronger, more resilient mind. First off, recognize that your thoughts aren't always facts. Ever find yourself spiraling down a rabbit hole of negativity? Just remember, those thoughts aren't necessarily true or even helpful. They're just thoughts, passing clouds in the vast sky of your mind. Learning to observe your thoughts without judgment is like developing mental X-ray vision. You can see them coming and going without getting swept away by the current. Next up, practice mindfulness. I know it sounds a bit woo-woo, but seriously, this stuff works. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment, your senses, your breath, your surroundings without getting caught up in past regrets or future worries. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your brain. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present and notice the little things. It can be as simple as savoring your morning coffee or feeling the sun on your skin. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. Ever heard the saying attitude is everything? Well, there's truth to that. Focusing on the good things in your life, even the small ones, can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Keep a gratitude journal, jot down 3 things you're thankful for each day. You'd be surprised how much brighter your outlook can become. Fourthly, set boundaries. This is crucial. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or compromise your values. Protecting your time and mental space is not selfish, it's essential. Imagine a glass of water. If you keep pouring in more without allowing any to overflow, eventually it'll spill everywhere. Setting boundaries helps prevent that from happening. Finally, don't be afraid to seek help. We all need support sometimes. If you're struggling, reach out to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. It takes courage to acknowledge when you need support and take steps to improve your well-being. Let me share a real-world example. Picture this. You have a big presentation coming up at work, and you're feeling the pressure. Your mind races with doubts. What if I mess up? What if people laugh at me? You start stressing out, can't sleep, and your energy is zapped. Sound familiar? This is where prioritizing mental health comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts consume you, take a deep breath and practice mindfulness. Focus on the task at hand, preparing your presentation, and break it down into smaller, manageable steps. Visualize yourself succeeding, focus on your strengths, and remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's okay to feel nervous, but don't let fear paralyze you. Remember this. Your mental health is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by prioritizing self-care, practicing mindfulness, and cultivating gratitude, you can build a stronger, more resilient mind that can weather any storm. So go out there, take charge of your well-being, and remember, you've got this. Want to share your own mental health tips or challenges? Hit us up in the comments below, let's create a supportive community together. And if you found value in today's episode, please do me a solid and leave a review. It helps others find their way to Mind Training, and that's what it's all about, spreading the stoic wisdom for a happier, healthier life. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.